Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I gotta tell you, you are the man. You are a box of peanut brittle.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks to Jim Bowden, who joined us last segment, former MLB GM for 16 years, worked for the Reds, and really informative. So informative, we're going to get Evan to cut some of it up. And we're going to replay the best 10 minutes of that at 1:30. It went longer than that, but Evan's going to cut it down. But Jim Bowden made no secret. He thinks the Giants made a
heist.
Transcendent move,
no
almost.
Doubt.
And that this is the kind of move that will not only elevate the Giants, but possibly elevate Buster Posey in terms of what he's accomplished in a relatively short period of time.
Yeah, and I don't know how many, I'm trying to work on an analogy, Stoney, how many at-bats Buster has at the helm, you know, for this job he's done thus far, but he's batting 400 right now, you got to imagine. And Jim, Stoney, safe to say, he would not, that move would not have happened on his watch.
It doesn't sound like that.
Man.
It doesn't sound like that. Zach Minasian is the San Francisco Giants general manager. He was on with Willard and Dibs yesterday, Goo, and we had a caller early in the day talk about the way Minasian talked about Devers as a hitter, and I'm going to finally get around to it 3 hours later, but this is Minasian on what kind of hitter Rafael Devers is.
I think he's a bit of a hitting savant and power, hitting for average, using the entire field. And I actually think the ball flies relatively well to left field off the left-handed bat. I think, you know, just thinking back earlier this year, just thinking about a homer like he has hit off of Brian Wu, I really think we can see Rafi do that. And, you know, for as inviting as the monster is in Boston, it is pretty high up there. And, you know, maybe some of those balls that he drives high off the wall are carrying over the fence here. But I just think he's such a good offensive player. I think he's going to hit in any ballpark.
Wow. He's definitely not a one-trick pony, Donnie.
Yeah, I don't get the sense the ballpark figured into this acquisition even a little bit. I think they view Devers as a player that can hit anywhere. Maybe his home runs will be affected marginally, but he's going to essentially be the same kind of hitter here in San Francisco that he's been in Boston. And if he does that, if he's in the same neighborhood, then he'll automatically become the Giants' best offensive player.
And Steiny, OPS of 907 we talked about, but he leads the league with 55 walks. So it's just not, you know, feast or famine. Like that's Bonds-like. When they know what you are, they're so afraid of you, but your eye-hand coordination is so stellar that, you know, you're not taking the bait, and you'll take a walk. You know what I mean? So not only can he hit with power, he can spray it everywhere. And man, oh man, I expect to stand an ovation for him tonight, his first at bat.
888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, it's been a whirlwind 2 days.
Christmas-like,
I mean,
would you say? Christmas.
I would say that just off the top of my head, obviously when they signed Adames, it was a big move. I think getting Chapman and Snell were significant, but this is, I think, in another stratosphere in terms of the excitement level of Giants fans. This is something totally different, and I think part of the reason is because you went out and got Snell, you kind of knew it was a rental. You went out and got Chapman, you knew it was going to be, let's see if this guy can fit in here. And they ended up signing Chapman long term. Mm-hmm. But I sense that so much of this excitement for Devers is he's 28 and he's under contract for a while. So, yeah, would you like to see him make a significant difference right now and the Giants make a run and go deep into the playoffs? Of course, but I also think it's about having a guy like this in your lineup next year, the year after, after that, and the year after that.
No doubt about it. And again, I'm so excited. I keep trying to make a comparison, but I won't because it speaks for itself. But you're right, Stoney. They got a steward, a face of the franchise, and I don't think you'll mind me saying, because we've kind of been saying it without saying it all show long, the baseball part of this makes no sense. Devers should not have, a guy of his caliber should not have gone for a bag of beans. No shade at anybody that the Giants gave up, but, if it was just baseball, about baseball, this does not happen.
No.
That's all I guess. That's what's crazy.
I mean, I think we see that with a lot of trades. If it would have been just basketball, Jimmy Butler wouldn't be a Golden State Warrior probably at this point. I jotted down a couple trades that have happened because, this one looks like it could be an all-timer.
Right.
We know we got to wait and see what happens with all the players involved in the trade. But, you said this could go down as one of the greatest trades ever. We can talk about a few of them right now. McCaffrey traded and acquired mid-season. What about this one? Monte Ellis for Andrew Bogut.
Now I hated it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it didn't pay off right away because Bogut was hurt. But a lot of people feel like that Bogut for Monte Ellis trade set the table for the Warriors' future titles. But did it have an immediate impact? No. In fact, it kind of solidified that the Warriors weren't going to make the playoffs that year because they traded a healthy Monte Ellis for an injured Andrew Bogut. But a lot of people do say that was kind of the starting point of the dynasty.
Yeah, I can't get mad at that. But in the meantime, when that was announced, I didn't feel like I was mad. I was hurt, Stoney, on the air part-time. And I was just like, I had my wagon hitched to Monte, and it was like Steph leaving. But I couldn't see, greener pastures were on the horizon. But as far as the initial shock value of what you gave up and what you got back, I'm with you on the McCaffrey, but the Niners and the Niner fans had experienced what it was like going to the Super Bowl pre-McCaffrey. We think of the Warriors, even though last year was going bad and they got Jimmy Butler, he helped salvage that season to get, qualify for the playoffs. But it's been a minute, but this one for the Giants, and Jim just said it, Stoney, this has all the ingredients for whatever you want. He talked about the division. You're talking the playoffs, and who's to know? We'll find out if the World Series is off the table. Like, that's how big of a boom the Giants and Buster Posey just made with this acquisition.
Does this, if you're a Giants fan and you've watched over the last, let's say, half a dozen years, and you watch the Giants come up short with, whether it's Otani or Judge, Bryce Harper. I mean, does this make up for it? Does it make up for the fact that you haven't been able to sign free agents? And my answer is absolutely positively it does. And why I'm saying that is because I absolutely think there is an issue signing free agent hitters to come to San Francisco. Why they haven't gotten any.
Can we say there had been, and give Buster the benefit of the doubt, even though this came via trade?
What do you mean?
Like, we can't take it out. Like, he hasn't struck out yet that way. And, as far as getting a free agent here. I don't think he's been here long enough for us to say that trend will continue. Even though you got Devers in a trade, I feel like we can't put that, under Buster's umbrella yet. Maybe that's come to a head.
Well, I think he's smart enough to know that it's an uphill battle.
Thing. Well, he told us. Well, yeah, he talked about San Francisco.
I mean, it's absolutely an issue. This is not considered a hitter's park. So a hitter who's a free agent isn't going to want to come here for the most part. But I look at that as a strength of Buster Posey. Remember when Farhan Zaidi did that interview and he said, well, there's some challenges here in San Francisco and, it's not easy to get guys to come in here. Like, that doesn't change to me just because of Buster Posey. It might, but to me, it's Buster Posey being more pragmatic and saying what a lot of GMs say when they have to deal with their own franchise's limitations. Yeah. You're not gonna be able to go out and get free agents like the Yankees or the Padres. You gotta trade for a guy and get him in here and see if you can get him to love the place. And I don't think it's a coincidence that they've got three bigger names in their lineup now than they've had 5 years ago at this time.
And I want to put some respect on Jeff Kent's name, too. Remember, Sabian traded fan favorite Matt Williams at the time for Jeff Kent. And how did that work out? They almost got it done. They didn't. But, I mean, he was a fixture and went on to have success. But this is just different, Steinie. And the beautiful thing about it is I'm going to go beauty pageant. And you know me, we're in an era in a world of stars, and I keep talking about it. And I know this is umpteen time. You won't see me for a couple of days, Donnie. Otani, Machado, Tatis, Soto, Judge, all those guys. Now you have a contestant in the beauty pageant that's up there. This guy, that type caliber player.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big deal, and it starts tonight.
Yeah, and this from the text line. You know, Buster got Adames. I don't put him in that. I don't put him in that class. I really don't.
It was a good move, though. They needed him.
I don't. Well, we'll see.
Right.
I mean, it's not like,
it's not over yet. I'm sure, right? I hear what you're saying.
I'm sure it'll be. Yeah. It'll probably work out fine.
But we just had a former general manager on for 16 years in the major leagues, exec of the year. You would have thought that was Shasky. He said everything we've been thinking. Like, I don't need anybody to validate my opinion, Steinie, but looking at this thing from a fan perspective and not a GM, he said a ski mask was involved. Like, this is crazy. Rick Barry. Like, Boston was this might be the baseball version of the Luka trade.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, we don't even know if that. It might be worse. Dallas got Anthony Davis back.
Yeah, Jim Bowden referenced the Luka trade. He felt like there were some similarities for sure. But when I look at the Giants not being able to get Otani, let's say Judge, Harper, you can put Stanton in there. Did Adames sign here? Yes, he signed here, but he's not in those guys' league. Like those,
they're
not going to get one of those guys. And the other thing, and this was the other thing that Jim Bowden referenced, and it was about Adames, and I feel like he made me understand something.
Okay.
And it's, look, Adames is a good player, good player. But when he said he was willing to come to San Francisco, I'm sorry, at that point, you jump up the Giants' priority list. Because not everybody wants to play here. And so if you get a player who's willing to play here, I think then you go make the effort to see if you can acquire him. And to my way of thinking, Adames was always open to San Francisco, especially because they were willing to pay him. But the other guys, I don't really think they were open to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I don't think they were coming to San Francisco regardless.
The numbers back you up, Scotty. The numbers back you up.
Right. And so when you get a nice player like Adames and you think you can kind of build around him and he's good for your culture, you go ahead and do it. And then you go get Devers in a trade, and now you're looking like a legitimate offensive baseball team.
No doubt about it. And I don't want to, you know, I talked about yesterday the domino effect that a guy like Devers will have on everybody in the lineup, but I think Ramos has gotten better. Jung-Hoo, just the whole line, every hitter in the lineup will be better because this guy's a fixture in your thing most every night.
Yeah, and that's another thing we'll see.
We'll see, yeah.
We'll see how much he can help the guys that are around him in the lineup. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. If you're just joining us, we had 16-year Major League Baseball executive Jim Bowden on at about 12:15 today. And if you're a Giants fan and you missed it, you're going to want to check it out. And we're going to play the highlights of that interview at 1:30. And I would suggest that if you're a Giants fan, you tune in because you're going to be super excited about what Jim Bowden said. He is very
play that at the pressers, Donnie.
Yeah, very, very bullish on this Giants trade. And then at 2:30, when Willard and Dibbs get in here, or whoever's hosting for him today, I'm not exactly sure. Maybe they'll both be in here. We'll find
Miss
that
Dibbs.
Out.
Yeah.
At two thirty. We will have the Rafael Devers press conference from Oracle Park. And, of course, the Giants take on the Cleveland Indians in a three-game series.
Just think how we Guardians. You got me fired up, Jim, and you have me fired up in the fans. But we talk about the Warriors, right? Stanley, they just won a title 3 years, 2022. And if you don't need a calculator, that's just 3 years ago. But it feels like forever and a day. If you want to get real, but the Giants haven't won at all. And I know I'm doing too much with this, but it's fun. Stoney, their last title was 11 years ago. So if somehow this move propels them to get back and get close to it, I mean, man, it's been a while is all that I'm saying since the last time they were Kings of the Hill.
This is Zach Manassian from yesterday, and Will just simply asking him whether he expected to be in the lineup tonight.
I sure hope so. I think it's worth planning on it. We haven't talked to him, like I said, but my expectation is for Rafi to be in the lineup. So I'm a fan just like everyone else, and I'm eagerly waiting to see. But I feel pretty comfortable he's likely to be in there.
All right, and that game's tonight.
Yeah, I'd be shocked, Tony, if he's not in there.
Well, the Giants have had issues with physicals before, right?
I'll give you right.
Carlos Correa.
Yeah. Man, I forgot all about that one.
They saw something they didn't like, and he never made it here. Devers, on the other hand, is here, and Giants fans are super excited, and they should be. You're not going to be able to get out to the ball yard,
I'm going to live through heaven. I'll live vicariously through heaven. And then this weekend is where I wanted to, when his whole team comes back. That place is going to be a zoo. It's going to be a zoo tonight, but Boston's in town for the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the numbers, attendance-wise at the ballpark, you've seen in the last two or three weeks, the numbers have been terrific, and I got to believe that this week's going to be pretty darn good, too.
How many jerseys do we see, Stoney? 16 Devers.
I kind of wonder what tonight's quote-unquote walk-up crowd would be if you kind of be able to tell if Devers has put more butts in the seats, and if so, how many. But again, their last midweek series against the Padres, of course, the Padres a little bit higher profile, they drew very well in that three-game series, though there were a fair amount of Padres fans there.
I'm looking at...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ralphie's baseball reference page, Donnie, his nickname, Carita, Ralphie, and this one I like, Big Stick. Yeah, use it tonight.
Well, we'll see. Robbie Ray going tonight for the...
needs to have a better start than he did last week in Colorado.
Well,
Ray, I know the air's different up there, but man.
Who did hold on, I wanted to play some more sound for you, but I forget.
Give me the hater law.
Well, he only has one other thing. It's about Hayden Birdsong. Here, I haven't heard any hate yet from Keith Law, but we must have missed it.
Birdsong in the rotation, like Hicks in the rotation, was a mess. I've been saying that forever. I'm obviously not the only one. I think Hayden Birdsong's going to be really good. If I was looking for a sort of sleeper pick to break out for them in the second half, that's my guy.
Damn, he's already doing it in the first half. He's handling his business.
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, without Harrison, without Hicks, we'll find out when Verlander gets back. Jermaine Wiggins works for WEEI in Boston, and he was also asked about what went wrong in Boston with Devers and the organization. And he's somebody who obviously works in Boston and knows a little bit. So we're trying to get to the bottom of it all.
You didn't communicate with your best player in the offseason about the fact that you were going to bring in a guy that was going to take his position. That's where it went wrong. So you didn't communicate that with him. Who the hell knows what you told him? It seemed like you told him that he was going to get an opportunity to play third base. And maybe you told him, hey, you're going to play third. We're going to put Bregman at second base. You didn't communicate with your best player on what his role was going to be in the offseason so you could at least cushion the blow a little bit. Let him, you know, cry and pout and do all he has to do in the offseason. So when he rolls into spring training, he's past the mindset of like, okay, all right, they did me dirty. I'm going to move on and I'm willing to just DH and that's all you want me to do. That was their problem.
Wow. That was Jermaine Wiggins, WEEI in Boston.
Stani, do you have a problem if all that intel is correct and they didn't do that? That's borderline negligence.
Yeah, you know what? The guy who came to mind for me while I was listening to that is Brandon Ayuk. And, you know, I'm not saying they're the same situation, but, you know, we were talking about Ayuk, you know, a week or so ago, and you said to me, like, he got his money. He got his money. What can he be so upset about?
I remember.
And I said he must be upset about touches. Well, I get it. Devers has done a little more in his career than Ayuk, but I mean, Devers just got a $315 million contract. They're asking you to do something a little bit different.
Like, well, he feels like he's worth more than that, so he's not skipping because they gave him that money. That's one. Stani, if you want to just look at the numbers and the rings, he's definitely backed it up. So this was about, I guess, respect. And I guess that's what you're saying Ayuk is talking about, even though I disagree. But
well, they're both making tons of money, and neither of them were happy in the situations that they were in. And
I was just saying has done more than the other.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I just, you know, I mean, money alone doesn't make these guys happy. Mm. It's also about their roles and, you know, how many touches they're getting and how many at-bats they're getting and where they're playing in the field.
I'll tell you what, Steiny, if I'm a GM, I don't know if they did this even pre-social media, but I'm scouring every day just looking at the socials to see a relationship that went got rotten or toxic between a superstar that you would have thought, you know, you never even would have dreamed would be available. Now it feels like, you know, stuff is jumping off so fast, quick in a hurry. You could have a guy all because, you know, relationship went sour.
This from the 510 for $355 million. You should play anywhere you're asked, period. That from the 510. And then this from the YouTube chat.
Give it to me.
From Dennis. Both Ayuk and Devers felt disrespected by their teams. I think that's probably safe to say.
Well, I'll say this to you about that, Steiny. Devers, I get. They brought in somebody to basically take your position. Ayuk, I don't get.
Well, they
brought
in
Jerry Rice. You're not even Devers. And I like you as a receiver. You're acting like you are Jamar Chase or CeeDee Lamb. So I ask you again real quick, Steiny, because I know you're not Ayuk. You really think
it's about his role. It's about his role, and to me it was about Devers' role in Boston. He didn't like not playing the field.
Oh, okay.
And Ayuk doesn't like not getting the ball.
Okay, I hear you. Let me just tell you what's really a thorn in my side about the Ayuk situation. It's not like you got the Dan Fouts offense with Wes Chandler and John Jefferson. You know what I'm saying? So you know what offense they're running. Nobody's putting up numbers like that. So that's why I'm just perplexed at Ayuk, because you knew you never were going to put up CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson type numbers. Now, if somebody else was doing it and the ball wasn't coming your way, then I would understand. And Devers, Steiny, I'm just totally with them on. And like Jim said, oh my gosh, Ortiz, my gosh, that's all he did was DH. But he's standing on business. Y'all took my position without consulting me.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is some guys don't want a DH. Some guys do want to play the field. And, you know, what if that's Devers? Maybe that's what Devers is going to do when he gets here. He's going to say, look, I just want to play the field. If you want to put me at first base, I'll try to learn first base, which I wasn't going to do with Boston because they disrespected me.
Yeah, and that may not happen this year if he's really that unfamiliar with it, you know?
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Traveling in 2025? Start your journey right at the San Francisco International Airport. With the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area, easy parking, live performances, and tasty food, why settle for less? Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. Visit flysfo.com. All right, coming up at 1:30, Evan cut up the Jim Bowden interview, cut it down to about 10, 12 minutes. And if you didn't hear it and you're a Giants fan, you're going to want to listen to this because it's going to make you feel even better about the trade than you likely already feel, which is pretty darn good. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump in before the Jim Bowden interview on 95.7 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.